So is Chanukah. Good evening, Abosai. So is Chanukah. The Chassidim used to say, so I hear, so is Chanukah. This is Chanukah. This is Chanukah. Did you notice that there's a machlokes in the Gemara as to whether you go, by machlokes b'shama b'shilal, as to whether you go up or you go down. But it's interesting, somebody, I saw in a sefer today that everybody agrees that it doesn't stay static. It's not eight throughout the whole Yom, the whole Chanukah. Well, it's not just one, the whole Chanukah, it's not static. So obviously, this teaches us something. It teaches us that a person is never on a static stage. There's no such thing as a person remaining as it is. A person is always on a matzav of Aliyah or a matzav of Yerida. Pardon?
Yehudi, not every person.
Yeah, that's right. Very good, yes. Very good. A Yid is always on a, he's either on a, going up or he's going down. But there's no such thing as just staying stationary. There's no such thing. Melachim oylim v'yoyodim, as you say. A person is always has to be aware of it. Just to share with you a story I saw today, put down in the name in Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz hosted once a gaboy tzedakah for important cause, and the following story was shared, and I think it's a very important message. There was a person was approached, there was a poor onis, and this is Yerushalayim some 50 years ago, some 30, 40, 50 years ago. And a poor person went into he was poor, but at the same time he was collecting not only for himself, he was collecting for other poor people as well. And he approached a certain balabos. Now the most balabatim in Yerushalayim weren't particularly wealthy, but still he was a bit better off than the rest of the people. So he went up, this poor person, went up to this balabos and asked, do you mind, it was actually for Kimcha the Pescha, just before Kimcha the Pescha, to help and support the Aniyei Yerushalayim. And he approached this balabos and he explained the situation, both of himself and other people he's collecting. And the balabos said that, I'm really, really sorry, I simply can't help you. I simply can't help you. Because I've tried my best to support it. I've given my mice, I've given more than a mice, I've given everything I can, I've given to any of them, I can't help anymore. But then this person then said, why not just stretch yourself a little bit more? Just, you know, stretch yourself a little bit more. This is really, really important. And poor people really, really need a bit. That, can you try to do a little bit more? And he urged him to try to do that extra bit. But the boss couldn't say no. He said, you know what, I'll see what I can do. He went to his own personal freezer with the intention of opening up the freezer. Old-fashioned freezers, open up the freezer. And I'm not saying that because of any gemach or anything like that. He opened up the freezer and to take a chicken from his own chickens that he wants to use for Pesach. His own personal chickens that he wants to use for Pesach, for Yom Tov. And he said, you know, I'm going to stretch that little bit. I'm going to give one of my own and I'm going to give it to Daniel. Those days, not only money was needed, but literally food as well, you know. So he went and he said, okay, fine, I'll be back with you in a minute. He goes up to the, he goes down in the area where the freezer is and he opens up the freezer and Ochen Vey, what does he see inside the freezer? His own little boy, he had a 2 or 3 year old boy who was crawling and playing and he played and he ended up in the freezer. He ended up in the freezer. It was old-fashioned, you know, these old-fashioned freezers that he somehow played and somehow he managed to crawl into the freezer and it was closed. Somebody walked past, I don't know what it is, closed the freezer whilst the little child was inside that big freezer without anybody knowing that he was there. And the baby was there, the child was there, the toddler was there for a bit of time and they realized, as the father opened up the freezer, he realized that had he been there, they called Hatzolah, or the equivalent in those days, and they warmed him up and everything was fine. They warmed him up and he was safe and sound. But they realized, had he stayed a little bit longer in that freezer, without a doubt, he would have died without a doubt. So the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when he said over this story, so I saw the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when he saw that story, when he reported that story, which he witnessed firsthand. He said, from here we see that if a person stretches himself a little bit more, Hashem sends great things. If you stretch yourself a bit more than necessary, he said already, he had given all the tzedakah necessary. He had given it, he had done everything he could. And he was takapotu, maybe al pidalach he didn't have to do anymore. But he decided to stretch himself a little bit more. And in schos of that, he had to give all the gesetz nishmai. No doubt about that this is the Medjoist Chanukah. We realize that stretch oneself, that's the chizuk that I got from it. One stretch oneself a little bit more than necessary, great things open up. Right? I just wanted to share that with you because I personally got chizuk from it. Okay, we are up to Semen Samech Beis, and we learned Seif Beis on Thursday, which taught us the ever so important halacha of saying Kiyah Shema, and in fact other tefillahs as well. Not only Loshna Kodesh, but also with Shal Lashonis. We spoke about this fascinating Bi halacha that is Mechadesh. What's the Bi halacha's Chiddush? Anybody remembers? What's the Bi halacha's Chiddush? Shulchan Aruch says you can say Bechol Loshon, you can say any other language. Kedesh Shema with our language, but the Bialoch is Chiddush is? Oh, very good. That's only in that particular place. If you can be Yoitzeh, you can only be Yoitzeh in a foreign language if that is the language of that particular place, of that Medina. But you cannot say, you cannot be Yoitzeh if you're using a foreign language if it's a different place. Well, that's the Bialoch is Chiddush. Okay, we spoke about the Russian Olim. Okay, now the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel is going to address to Shaila how much you need to actually verbalize Shema. Do you need to verbalize? Do you need to voice it? Or can you say it quietly? Can you whisper it? Can you say it just in your mind? How much do you actually need to verbalize and voice Shema? Says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. Tzorich lehashmia leoznoi. You need to voice to your ear, ma shemoitze befev, what you're saying with your mouth. Shema needs to be said. You need to be hearing it. Ve'im lo yishmia le'oznoi. If you said shema and you cannot hear it, yotzo yoyotze b'dievet, ubelvat, providing sheyotze b'sfosov, that it came out of your lips, literally. So, there's two levels. Lechatchel, you should say it in a way you can actually hear what you're saying. As long as you said it and you verbalized it, even if you actually didn't hear it. So is that whispering, more or less? Yeah, is that whispering? Yeah, I think it's no. What do you think?
I think there's noise is whispering. To your own ear.
Ah, so what...
People saying to the ear, sure. The other side of the room.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's a bit too loud. Yeah? Okay, so what does it mean, shiyotze bisfosov? How loud is that? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean that you can hear yourself.
Just loud enough that you have actually said something, even if you can't hear. Yes?
Like mouthing the words.
Yeah.
Mouthing the words.
Mouthing the words. Look at that beautiful expression. If you're mouthing the words, so you've actually said it, although you didn't actually hear it. Good. Mishnah Berurah says, in Seif Katan Vav, actually, Seif Katan Dalet is interesting. Tzorich, Medrabonon, this requirement is Medrabonon. V'das Raivet, Huva Bechidush HaRashbo. The opinion of the Raivet quoted in the Rashbo. V'hu Medreise Lechatchila, this is a Dereise de Genin Lechatchila. So, there is a whole discussion amongst the Achoinim, just as a little footnote. Is there such a din as a Lechatchila Medreise? Normally we find that Medrabonon. But is there such a thing as Lechatchila Medreise? This is an interesting source. This is a Mekoy, the woman, the Raisa Lechatchila, it's the Raisa the Gedim, which is Lechatchila, and Medievet, it won't be Ma'akev.
Like you said, if you don't have Kavanah the first time,
you should say it again.
You should say it again,
but you should say it quietly, we learned. You should say it as quietly, yeah, you should, good point. So now we're learning how quietly you should say it. You should say it quietly enough that your expression was.
Nobody else can hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Very good. You're putting those together right. Yeah. Seif Katan Vav in the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubelvad, Avalim hir beliboy lo yotzo. But if you thought in your heart, you're not yotze. The kaimelon hiru lav kedibudami, I'm bi'alochi. We pass can hiru lav kedibudami. The vast majority of Rishonim hold that hiru thought lav kedibudami is not considered expressing oneself. This is machloikas, and it's very relevant to other areas of halacha as well. Hiru kedibur dami or hiru lav kedibur dami. If you think, is that considered as if you actually spoken or not? It's never in regard to other areas of halacha. Think about Sfiras HaOmer, for instance. If somebody thinks today's the 13th day of the Omer, have you been yotze the mitzvah or not? Can you make a bracha afterwards or not? Hiru kedibur dami, You have been yotz in the mitzvah. Hil olav kedibudami. You have not been yotz in the mitzvah. So similarly here also, we're learning that if the person just thought of Shema in your mind, you're not yotzer. Just even if you're thinking very clearly, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're not yotzer. Thinking is not good enough. Good. Now, I want to ask you, share with you an interesting shaila that the contemporary poets can discuss. Both Rav Vozner, Zeicher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livocha, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zeicher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livocha, discuss the following halacha. It says that lechatchila you should say loud enough you can hear. What happens? Yeah, that's so far, that's clear. Yeah, lechatchila you should say it loud enough you can hear. Are we agreeing to that? Tzoich le'ashmi'a le'oznoi. Which means you need to say it loud enough you can hear. Yeah, does that make sense? So these poskim want to address the following shaila. What happens if a loud besmedosh? Everything's saying Shema a bit too loud. Everything's saying Shema loud. Loud besmedosh. Do you need to try to overdo your neighbor? Because tzorich lehashmi'a le'oznoi. Yeah, you like that. Do you need to say a bit louder because tzorich lehashmi'a le'oznoi? You need to lechatchila. You want to be able to say it loud enough you can hear. So does that mean you need to say it louder than... Yeah? Tzorich lehashmi'a le'oznoi. Yeah.
The other name have a lovely minhag. They sing Shema together.
Beautiful. Look at that. Once again, the other name, they have such nice minhagim.
Because you're not...
Yeah, Rabbi Feingold's point here. So what do you think about in our normal, non-Adanim, Besme, Bat HaMedrash? Do you have to say it loud enough you can if it's a loud Besmedrash? I don't know if you ever said Shema in Mir Yeshiva or in Wild Tzedel, it gets quite busy. So do you have to say it loud enough you can hear? Based on the Shulchan Aruch. You do. Yeah? So the consensus of the poskim is precisely what you are saying. Havozan, Shamizam, and many other poskim as well. They state the following. It doesn't mean literally that you need to hear what you're saying. That is not the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch. Rather, the meaning of Shulchan Aruch is a certain, what did you say? What was your nosach?
Volume.
Yeah, probably volume. It's a certain style of expression, a certain style of saying Shema. You have to say it loud enough that it could be heard. Now, if this is a loud room, so it's a loud room, you won't be able to hear it. But it's about a way of saying Shema, that it's loud enough that one could hear it under normal circumstances. Very much in line with what you're saying. So you don't actually need to scream Shema if it's a loud room. All you need to say is loud enough that it could be heard. You don't actually physically need to hear it. Okay. Pardon? Yeah.
You start to say quiet enough that if you were in a quiet room, also wouldn't be able to hear.
No, Baruch Shem, the halacha doesn't apply anyway.
Baruch Shem, you should be heard.
Yeah.
You can read like,
oh. Yeah.
So, are you able to say it loud if you're in a loud room?
No, we still don't say it loud. We still don't say it loud. Siv Dalet. Im Machmat, that's a very fascinating halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Mamash, a fascinating and unknown halacha. Im machmas choilis, Shulchan Aruch in Siv Dalet teaches us the following. If somebody lo aleinu is ill, machmas choilis is ill, oi oines, acher, or he's an oines, and koro kriya shma beliboy, and he read shma beliboy in his heart, yotzo he is yotze. And Ramo adds the following words, ve'af lechatchile yasekeit, not only yoytze b'dyevet, but if a person is unwell, quite seriously unwell, or he is in an oines situation, lechatchile should say Shema in his heart, beliboy, in his heart, without verbalizing it. When should he do lechatchile like that? Imu b'mokem she'enu noki legamri. Excuse me. So lechatchile should do it if it's b'mokem she'enu noki legamri. If it's a dirty place, there's filth there. Then yochel na koisoy mishum oines yahar beliboy. And he cannot clean the place. Then he's an oines, and he should do Shema in his heart. However, this is if it's not an extremely dirty place. There you're not even allowed to think about it. So just to recap what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, Shulchan Aruch says, in a place where he's a choili or oines, then you can say Shema in your heart and your yoytze. The Ramo adds, if it's in a place which is dirty, then lechatchila, that's the way you. If it's a dirty place, You're not allowed to actually say Shema. What you meant to do, think it in your heart. You can't do more than that. You can't say Shema if it's a place that is dirty. You can't actually say Shema. So what are you meant to do? You should think about Shema in your heart. Unless it's mamash mokam atino, if it's an extremely dirty place, where it's a place that you can't even think about Shema, think about a toilet, think about a place that is, you can't even think about Divrei Torah there. There, you won't even be allowed to be mehara in Shema. So three levels. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Sivkot Zayin. Yotzo, hayo etzeloim at al kol ponim b'shosh en yochel edaber, in a place where you cannot, where you're not able to talk, yehari kriya shema beliboy, you should think about shema in your heart, v'akadosh baruch hu en ribayne shloilom, yikva lo yischara vuzeh, will give you reward for this. Aval ba'atzem en yoytze bazeh, but you're not really yoytze. So the Mishnah Berurah's understanding is, that if you're in a place of an oynes, a person who's ill, he cannot talk now, he's really unwell, he can't. So you can't actually say Shema properly. So what are you meant to do? So think about Shema. Think about it. Now are you Yoytze Shema that way? The answer is no. But it's better than nothing. Better than nothing. You get some reward. You're not going to get the reward of saying Shema, but because it says v'dibartobom, you need to actually verbalize Shema, but still you get some reward of thinking of Shema. Does that make sense? Think of Shema, you get reward. You get something.
What? Just the word Yotze, and the Mishnah doesn't know the word Yotze literally.
Yeah, you're right.
I just wonder if there's others who don't hold that.
I'm not aware. I'm not aware. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah's understanding sounds like a bit of a chiddush, right? I'm not sure. I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah adds, al king she istalika oines. Therefore, consequently, if the oines disappears, ima dain lo yovaz man kriya shema, if the shema has disappeared, mechuyev is obligated lachzor v'likroiso to repeat and go over shema again. Haskom az roi v'achronim, this is the haskom of most achronim and v'alocha. So it sounds actually that Mishnah Berurah himself identifies this cholkim on that. So the Mishnah Berurah says clearly, again, if a person is unable to say Shema because he is in the matzav of an oines, then what you should do, can you think of an example? What would be a good example? Somebody is in the matzav of an oines, he can't say Shema, so at least be mehara beliboy. Yeah, look at that example.
Stuck in a tube.
Pardon?
Stuck in a tube,
yeah. Yeah, good, these are good examples, yeah. So there, you can't actually say Shema. You can't say Shema, but what you meant to do. So what you meant to do is mahar. Think about be mahar. Think about Shema. By the way, what does that mean to think about Shema? About a concept, a nice maharal you have heard about Shema. What is it? Very good. Absolutely. So the poet can say exactly what you're saying. You actually have to think Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's quite hard. Think about it. It's quite hard. It's quite hard to do that. Try that. It's quite hard to think about Shema. It's quite hard. But that's what the person said, that's what you must do. Now what happens if after the oynes disappears, now you actually should say Shema properly. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches. The Ramah continued and said, V'af lechatchilat, it's the way to do Mahar Shema, lechatchili should do so if you're in a place which is dirty. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings over here a very famous and I think often misquoted psak. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches, V'af lechatchilat, Kosova Taz. The Taz, the famous Taz. Kosova Taz, the Taz says, Mizeh yesh lilmoit. From here we can learn. Somebody is thirsty in the night. Bemitosoi, and he's lying flat in his bed. Shiyevshaloi little yodo levorech, and he's unable to get up, wash his hands, and make a brocha. He's just flat out, he can't, for whatever the reason is, in olden days, he can't get out of the bed, wash his hands, and get water and drink. He can't do that. So what, there is water next to him, but for drinking, and he can't actually wash his hands. Not shaykh, he can't go out. So says the Mishnah the Taz, Yaharra Brocha Beliboy. You know what you can do? Based on this Shulchan Aruch, on this Ramah now, what you can do is be Maharir the Brocha in your mind, Brocha Tashem Lekir Melecholim, Shakun Yabidvoy, and then drink that water which is next to you. You didn't wash your hands, you're not really allowed to make a Brocha here, for various reasons. What are you meant to do? You can't wash your hands, Be mahar in your mind the bracha and drink. Rabbi Isai, what do you think about this? Very useful. Yeah, okay, I mustn't stop the share now. Yes? Yeah. Emergency case. Not applicable today.
The water was frozen, it was outside the house. And
yeah, water is frozen. Mr. Berlin says water was frozen, you can't wash your hands, water is frozen.
There's two things. One is the actual concept, and the second thing is this particular example of going out to get the water, which that might not be good.
The concept is relevant. Continues the Mishmur. Sefer Mat Yehuda choylek olav. The Mat Yehuda argues on him and totally disagrees. Shareef shaloi lamoid v'leital yodov. In theory, he can get out and wash his hands. And v'yeinu doimele choyle v'leoines. It's not mamash an oines case. It's not an absolute emergency. There must be a way he can wash his hands. There must be a way. Now, if there is no way indeed to wash his hands, then ain't done in Efsha Mishi Efsha. So if there is taka no way he can wash his hands, then okay, fine, so be mahar de brocha and drink. If there's taka no way to wash your hands. But if there is a way, it's just inconvenient, it's difficult, it's not practical, get out of your bed, come on, it's cold, you'll get over it, you'll be alright. You'll survive, then you have to do it. But if the emes is that it's not shaykh to wash your hands, yes, you can be maharab b'vach, beli boy, and you can drink. And even if it's freezing cold, and it's difficult, he says, really, 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 we know the halach is, you can wipe your hands, as we learned in previous simonim, you can. There's other ways, alternative ways of washing your hands that you can make a bracha. You scratch it, because on the wall, or because it's not on any hard surface. For them, honey, and this helps. And this will help even if you definitely touch something which is in a covered area of your body. As we learn in Siman Dalet. But a concept is a fascinating concept that we're learning here, that if somebody is really in a situation that it's got no way of washing his hands, and there's no way he can actually make a bracha properly with the name of Hashem, he can't actually. If there's no way, then he's in a matzah of oynes, then yes, he can be mahar the bracha in his mind, and he can, that would be okay. Yeah. I don't think that's considered efsha. I don't think that's considered efsha. It's efsha. It's Efsha, yeah.
So, okay, secondly, baby wipes, are they going to help to make a bracha in the middle of the night before Amun?
I don't think so.
And final question, if he's got out to bed, he's washed his hands, and he's still half asleep, and he's now forgotten, did I actually make a charcoal? I didn't make a charcoal, I just forgot to make a charcoal. So he can't repeat a charcoal, but did more because, obviously,
he doesn't remember if he made the actual bracha. Yeah. He's holding the.
He's holding the bottle of water in his hand. Now he can't even remember if he made the bracha or not.
Safek made the bracha or not? I don't remember what the halacha is.
If he's saying it in his mind, it's a safek bracha. It's now considered as saying the bracha.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what the halacha is. If somebody forgot if he made the bracha or not, I'm not sure what the halacha. I forgot what the halacha is. I'm not sure. I mean, on the one hand, we say safek bracha is local, but we don't. But I just don't remember anymore. I just don't remember what aloha is. Okay, it's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah then continues about the words of the Ramah that said if it's a makom hametunah, if it's a very dirty place, such as a toilet or anything like that, where you can't even think about Torah, and then you can't, that wouldn't help. As Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton tests says shlo yev im amokei mahu metunef legamre, if this is a mamash a dirty place completely, lo yahare nusach ki hashma bracha, don't, if it's mamash a dirty place, don't say shma, don't make a bracha, rak yachshev beliboy, just only think in your heart shemechoyev, that you're obligated. This is very relevant for people who are bedridden in a hospital, for instance, and they physically cannot get out of bed, that are completely attached, and then they're often in a situation that they cannot make a bracha, they are not allowed to make brachas under certain circumstances, they cannot make a bracha, they're not allowed to make a bracha. So, and they want to drink something, the halacha is, they're not allowed to make a bracha, don't make a bracha. But here the Mishnah Berurah says, like Yachshev Belibo, it's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah over here, that you should think in your heart, Shemechuyev, that you're obligated. And you should think that you're obligated to make a bracha, and you can't, and you should be sad about this. You should be upset that you can't make a bracha. Vashem yireh leleivav, Hashem sees a person's heart. Liten lo ischara machshava, that Hashem will give you reward for your thought. Kevin she'ones, since he's an oines. This reminds me of a michtav melio. Rav Dessler zecher tzadik v'kodesh livracha writes in a place. I don't remember where exactly he says it, but he made a roshem on me. Rav Dessler writes, if you want to check a person's yirat shemayim, says Rav Dessler. Think about his beautiful word, Rav Dessler. If you want to check a person's yirat shemayim, how do you check your own? Not somebody else's. How do you check your own Yirat Shemayim? Says Rav Dessler Zichroni Livracha, check how he reacts when he's an oines and he cannot do a mitzvah. Is he relieved? Okay, fine. So you know what? Today it doesn't matter. Nishkefalech. Or is he upset? The person's reaction is a proof and evidence to a person's level of Yirat Shemayim. I think it's such a deep word. Only Rav Dessler could think of such a thing. The way you react, if you have to be, if be'oines you did chilul Shabbos, or be'oines you're unable to fulfill a mitzvah. Think about somebody who by mistake switched on the light on Shabbos, the fridge or whatever it is. By mistake, he had a tissue in his pocket. By mistake, he wasn't able to daven. He had to daven quickly today because he wasn't oines. How does he feel afterwards? Is he forgotten after 20 seconds? Okay, nishkefalech, that's it. Next. Or is it bothering him? Is it bothering him? Come on, that wasn't right. That wasn't right. So that's the way a person can identify where he's holding Yirat Shemayim. I think it's a very useful tool, no? That's a person can identify where he's holding on the ladder of Yirat Shemayim. What do you think about it? Rabshai, what do you think about it? I think it's deep. Only Rav Dessler could. No, it's beautiful. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbarach Shemoy. We learned that Shilechatchili should be Mashnime Ozna. You should voice the Shema. And we learned that b'di'avad, as long as you have mouthed it, was that your expression? Then yoyotze b'di'avad. We learned that hill for sure doesn't help, as far as chatchil is concerned. Where there is a b'di'avad situation, if a person is choyle or oynes, then if he's maharer, he's yoyotze, and quite rightly, you medayik, the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't mean that you're yoyotze, but it just means that you have done as much as you can. Lechatchil should even do so, this hill. That's what you should do if you're in a place that you can't actually recite Shema. Shemahara beliboy, that's how much you can do. The Mishnah Berurah says that it speaks about the Taz in the middle of the night if you're waking up and you want to have a drink of water. The Mishnah Berurah said, there, sure you should get up and wash your hands and make a bracha properly. Don't just think about the bracha. If a person is in a place where there's literal dirt and he really can't make a bracha, then a person shouldn't even mahara, shouldn't even think about the bracha. Rather, all he should think about, unfortunately, I can't make a bracha, I can't say Shema, I'm unable to, and he should be upset about this. And we shall continue to receive Dalet to my mitzvah.